What up, everybody? I'm your boy D. This is El Kakui, and we are the only unofficial Covino and Rich after show. If you guys don't know about Covino and Rich, they were on Sirius XM for about 16, 17 years. Now they are exclusively on Patreon, so make sure you go and check them out. El Kakui, what's going on, man? How was your week? How's everything going for you?
Man, if they don't know about Covino and Rich, they need to take the thumb out their butt and wake up, because that's the best podcast, that's live, and they got to check that shit out.
But, and then now Covino and Rich have more options than ever. They have four tiers on Patreon, so pick the one that works best for you, and then you'll kind of get what we're talking about, because you'll be following Covino and Rich.
Did you hear the part where Rich couldn't understand dating a chick from the barrio? It's just Rich Davis saying you can't date a chick from the barrio. Like, I've dated many chicks from the barrio, and they're great, bro. I don't know what Rich is. What, they can cook, they can clean, They take care of themselves. They're not all like lazy Americans, bro. Like, that's one thing about chicks in the barrio is most of them, they take care of themselves. You know, I don't need anyone to take care of me, but they like to take care of you too. Yeah. And I don't know. What do you think, man? I love chicks from the barrio. You know how I feel about, you know, my taste in women.
You know, it's funny because I'll fucking throw this back to my homie Nico, one of my best friends. And I remember his girl was a Mexican chick, right? Little, cute little fucking Mexican chick. But there was nothing hood about her, right? She was just like a normal fucking little fucking whatever. And I remember Nico one time had told her, like, his favorite chicks ever are cholas. And she was like, you know, that's like the furthest thing from like what I am. And he was like, oh, fuck. Right. I thought I was just talking, you know. I didn't know it was going to start a whole shit, but there is something, Doug,
But that's what Rich don't get, though. I think that's part of the argument or the discussion that captivated me, was that Rich assumes that all chicks in the barrio are probably like cholas or somewhat like a chola. And that, you're right, that's absolutely the farthest thing from the truth.
And you know, yeah, it's true, Doug, because I know especially a lot of like younger people that, like, I work for community college, right? So there's a lot of like young chicks from the barrio that I'm like, you know what? I'm like, they really are like good kids and shit. They just had like a shit upbringing, you know? And a lot of them, the chicks, they do, like you said, they are cooking and cleaning and shit and fucking, you know, making sure fucking clothes is ironed and all pressed and shit. And I don't know. I think, and you know what? It's funny because I feel like there's a stereotype and shit that, like, Mexicans are, like, lazy and shit and dirty. And, Doug, honestly, I feel like some of, like, when it comes to, like, cleaning your house and shit and, like, you know, ironing your clothes and having everything fresh and, you know, your fucking house smells like Pine Sol and shit, I feel like that is
Pine Sol. That is my favorite. That is my favorite smell. White America. Yeah. I love walking into a clean house with Pine Sol, and I ain't ever had a white chick do that I was with in a relationship.
Or fucking Fabuloso, another one. Fucking,
yes, the purple one.
Fuck the purple one. You know what, Doug? I'll be honest. I just switched from the purple one to the blue one to try out the blue one. It don't hit as hard, Doug. It don't hit as hard as the fucking purple Fabuloso.
See, and I like the purple Fabuloso, but I'm still old school Pine Sol, bro.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing better than fucking walking in. Not the lemon and not the fucking orange peel or whatever the fuck they got.
Yeah.
But that old school pine. When you walk in and smell Pine Sol, you know that motherfucking house is the floors are clean.
You know what? It was so funny. Covino made a point this week that made me laugh, because I really do feel like this. I think you and I have had conversations about this. About, like, if somebody's fucking nails are dirty, right? You feel like their butthole's dirty, right? Rich brought out shoes, and he was like, check these shoes out. You know, should I wear these? Should I wear these? Whatever. And Covino was like, look at the soles of those shoes. Like, not even the sole, but, like, the rubber part that goes around the edge of the, like, bottom, right? And Covino was like, if that part of your shoe's dirty, your fucking butthole's dirty. And I feel like that a lot when, like, I feel like there's indicators, not the shoes necessarily, but I do feel like there's indicators where people are just dirtier people. Like, if you do have the dirty fucking fingernails, or you do fucking, like, I don't know, like, Rich even, you know how Rich always says, like, oh, he doesn't like a girl with unpolished toenails. I feel like, Doug, like, not even unpolished, but I feel like if chicks are walking around with chipped fucking nail polish, I feel like they're just dirty. Like, you can't
even... At least for more than a day. Like, if you fucked your shit up at work and shit, I'll give you time to get home and
exactly. go but to bed and take your shit off. You're around for days with fucking chipped nail polish on your hands
get
or
your
feet.
Get your shit together.
You know, it's
get
fucking...
Get your shit together.
I just feel like, come on now. Like, you fucking... You could
Bro, you can call my barber Paisano. I go there Tuesday at 5 o'clock every motherfucking day. So, anyone got a problem with me, come see me at Paisano's Tuesday at 5.
And you know
but
what?
But every 5 o'clock, bro.
And
every Tuesday.
The thing is, Doug, is that I feel like that's just like an indicator of you couldn't fucking, you don't give a fuck enough about your appearance to the night before, you know, you notice, hey, I chipped a nail at work or I was in flip-flops and I fucking kicked the fucking step.
Or you're picking scabs, dude. I can't stand people that pick scabs, like, bro. Ugh.
Fucking, you couldn't fucking fix that shit before the next day? Like, it wouldn't part of, like, dog, if you were a chick, like, isn't part of, like, your getting ready for the next day and shit, like, making sure your nails look good and your fucking hair's brushed out and all that stupid shit or whatever.
Hey,
you know?
That's like not wiping your ass because you're going to just do it the next time you take a leak.
Exactly. Why
the fuck are you guys doing?
Why even wipe your ass? And I feel like that, dog, like when it comes to dudes and shit, like with your maintenance and shit as a dude, like, okay, like you're fucking, that's why you have your haircut and your fucking nails are clipped and you're fucking, you don't have ashy ass elbows, you know, like.
No.
I just feel like. Part of that is just...
Self-care, bro. Self-care is important. You gotta, I mean, and I'm not saying you gotta be getting your fucking toes done and your fingernails manicured weekly. And if you do, you do. I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. I don't, but I clean them. I make sure that I ain't got no fucking gunk and grease and
no,
funky
and see,
ass
Doug,
shit.
And my girl told me the other day because I was putting on, and this is might be a little fucking, a little feminine, but I was putting on some like moisturizer after the fucking, after the shower. And I get really bad, like, fucking dry skin, like, especially, like, in my eyebrows and shit and whatever. So I was putting on this moisturizer after the fucking shower, and my girl called me out on it, like, not, like, talking shit, but she was like, you've really, like, stepped up your fucking, like, your, like, self-care game and shit. And I told her, I was like, why would you not want to, like, be your best self? You know, like,
well,
fucking...
And why wouldn't you want to stop aging? I mean, if you know, this ain't the Flintstones and the fucking Wild Wild West. Like, there's, like, really anti-wrinkle creams out there that'll help you look, you know, 40 when you're 65. Like,
well, Doug,
why
like,
would you
like
not
the,
do that?
The moisturizer that I have has, like, SPF 50 or some shit in it, right? And I'm like, Doug, if I'm in fucking Arizona to where... Let me see, what's the fucking temperature
yeah, bro.
Today?
Hanging out with fucking lizards and cactuses and shit. That
yeah.
shit is hot.
I don't want to look like a lizard or a cactus. You know what I'm saying? So like,
no,
let
I'm
me
with
see.
You.
Where are we at right now?
It's I know 80, a couple people 84? Look straight like 84.
It's 84 degrees right now. And Doug, and fucking the other day it was 91, right? So why the fuck am I going to fucking mob around in 84 degree weather with no fucking SPF?
And I hate to piggyback on our conversation last week about why I feel like Cali's superior to everybody, but it's 84 there, bro. I'm here. It's 55. It had a low of 47 and a high of 62, bro. Sunny all day.
We had a low of 57 and a high of 84. Right now it's the hottest it's going to be today.
That's hot, though, already. 80 fucking something degrees?
Yeah, Doug. It's April. We're in April now.
Yeah, I get it. I get
but
it.
But that's what I'm saying. Everyone, how the fuck am I supposed to mob around in 84 degree weather when fucking in 2 weeks it's going to be 95 degrees and not have any
yeah.
SPF, dog? So I get fucking even worse crow's feet than I already have and fucking, you know, age prematurely? Fuck that
yeah,
shit.
Fuck that.
I ain't about that life, dog. Mm-hmm. Fucking.
And you want to tell me, whoever wants to talk shit, don't get upset when I'm calling you a fucking avocado later on in life.
Hey, you know what, though? And I'll fucking, I'll quote Covino and Rich.
I'll do it.
Covino and Rich say this shit a lot, is I have plenty of time to be an old guy, right? And Doug, and mm-hmm. they're fucking, they're older than us. And so, but they
and
fucking,
if not, you die with good skin.
Yeah, exactly, right? If I get hit by a fucking semi tomorrow, they'll be like, damn, that semi fucked him up. But damn, he had some good skin, right?
Yeah.
That's a fucking...
Just saying, bro.
Yeah.
And it's better than fucking two. You know what, bro? I mean, and it's, you know, Rich is about to go get some Botox. I can hear it in his voice. And it's way better than doing that, bro. Putting a little cream on your face at the end of the night is way better than getting fucking Botox.
Hey, what do you think, though? Okay, I have a question. Because I don't know if it was this past week or the week before, but I know we haven't hit on it. But what do you think about when they were talking about, you know, self-care and shit, and Spot is just completely opposite. He was saying
he's dirty, bro.
He was saying that he doesn't like fucking put on any like moisturizer or lotion or whatever the fuck, or you know, Rich was talking about like touching up his graves with some Just for Men and shit, and Spot was telling him like, hey, like just fucking own it. But I kind of agree with them, dog. Like I agree, like, hey, you can't fucking deny that we're getting older, okay? But at the same time, dog, like they say, we have plenty of time to be the fucking old dude. I ain't trying to be the old dude in my fucking 30s or like them in their 40s, you know?
I think I'm under the, my thought process is do what you want, own it if you want to, touch it up if you want to. However, there's a reason why we all think Spot's a dirty bastard. And he is. He's the dirtiest of the three, and he does the most exercise. He's out there sweating in fucking yogas and Pilates and whatever the fuck he's doing. Mm-hmm. He should be the cleanest because you know them yoga mats, and you're getting all sticky, and that's gross, bro.
No, 100%. And you know what? Actually, did you happen to catch the Behind the Velvet Rope where Rich had his mom come on?
I saw part of it.
Well, Rich's mom, one of the things she said is that all day long, Rich is walking around, you know, sweeping up fucking some dirt and wiping shit down, and fucking as soon as like the construction workers leave, he's cleaning their little area and, you know, fluffing pillows and shit. And I just feel like, dog, like right now before we started recording, I've spent the last like fucking 3 hours probably like fucking flipping couches, vacuuming behind them and shit, and fucking just like wiping shit down, emptying like trash cans and just fuck it. I haven't broke out the Fabuloso yet. I'm not there yet. Probably after we're done recording. But Doug, why not want to have like a clean place, clean body, clean, like, what is it? I don't understand, Doug, how people can be so comfortable in filth. Their own filth, right, or their fucking house filth. I don't get it.
No, because even me, bro, like if I get lazy on cleaning the house, and let's just say I haven't gave it a, you know, a mopping in a couple weeks or something or whatnot, it's like once I see the grime, once I see something where it looks like a little buildup, that's like a sign like you need to figure shit out. Because if you fucking lag now, you're going to have this shit everywhere, and then it's going to be a mission. And then instead of fucking an hour for you to mop the house, it's going to take you three because you're going to be scrubbing.
Exactly. And you know what? And I feel like even one of my biggest pet peeves is like the fucking stove. Dog, shit can build up so quickly on the stove. And like for me, that's like a constant wipe down, constant fucking, you know, throw a little bit of fucking Pine Sol or some shit, let it soak for a second, come back, wipe it off. Yeah. Like, I don't know, dog. And you know what?
It tells people a lot about you, bro. It definitely, like, someone can look at you, you know, and I think that's what the lazy fuckers aren't realizing is clean people have already analyzed your ass. Like, you have distinctive fucking markers that let people know you're a slob.
Yeah.
And I don't want that, bro. I don't want to sit there and have to clean before someone comes over. Or, you know, I want to be able to get a surprise visit. And even if I'm not on my best, I'm still as good, if not better than most.
You know what I mean? I'm even going to give you a fucking a real life scenario. And this is okay. Uh-oh. I'm going to give you, this is either
sponsored by Fabuloso Purple Kind.
This is either current or in a previous position. I'm not going to say when it was, where it was, whatever. But I had two employees, right? One of them showed up every day fucking clean, right? She fucking always had like her hair brushed, her makeup done, fucking clean fucking person, right? I have another person that would show up to work a couple of times a month, would have their makeup done and shit and look all nice and whatever. But for the most part, they'd come in, no fucking makeup, looking like they rolled out of bed. Dog, and then some days I would even get like a whiff, like they would smell like fucking armpits or something.
Like Saboyas?
Yeah, and I was like, holy fuck, dog. Like, to me,
that's,
I'm like,
fucking gross.
Dog, if there's a dude that smells like shit, I'm like, that's fucking gross. But to me, I don't know. Call me old school caveman, but it's even worse when I feel like when a female smells really bad.
Well, especially if it's BO, bro. It's like, one thing if you can imagine that maybe when they got to work, they had already showered and they were ready for work, but they were out in that Arizona sun all day and they got all sweaty maybe and a little fuchsia.
No.
But it's another thing when it's fucking armpit or body odor, bro. That's fucking gross.
No, and there's Doug, that's or like feet. That is, Doug, right there is where you see these two different people. I could just tell you right now the way both of their fucking houses are. You know, I can tell
even
you,
feet, bro. Feet's an indicator. Someone takes their fucking shoes off, dude, and it stinks. It's like, hey, bro, are you drying your shit when you get out of the shower? Are you slapping on wet socks? If that ain't working, you ain't ever heard of a little bit of fucking talcum or fucking baby powders? Like, yeah, no, take care of that shit, bro. That's
disgusting, dog. Like, and thank God I was never like the stinky foot dude, you know? But I don't know, dog. No. I don't know if that's because I'd never have like a buildup to smell. I guess you know, people have their own odors and shit, but I don't know, dog. I'm like, especially here in Arizona, I'm showering 2-3 times a day, and right now we're fucking getting to that 2 shower time of fucking year, right?
That's what I was gonna ask you earlier.
You get fucking into May, June, now it's like 3 showers a day, maybe one before when you wake up, one after you do some shit, especially, dog, if it's like the weekend and I'm fucking like doing shit on the yard and fucking come in, take a quick shower, and then before I go to bed, take another shower. It's not crazy, dog. Like, I don't know. I just, how what is it gonna take out of you? Are you gonna waste another pair of drawers because you're gonna fucking shower again or have to do another load of laundry? Like, who gives a fuck?
For sure, bro. Now, check this out. I wanna show you something too, bro. I don't know if I should be embarrassed about this or not, but, I saw this thing and I got hell of excited, and that's because I'm not a dirty motherfucker. Check it out. Bro, I saw this foot scrubber for your shower. Suction cups. I was like, dude, that's a good way to get your feet clean, bro, with all that dead skin at the bottom of your foot, man. I seen that thing and I got all excited. I said, I got to give me one of them fuckers.
Oh my goodness, that shit's dope.
It is, right? You get all the fucking, all between your nasties, you get all your shit.
I like that shit. Yeah, and you know what, Doug, the fact that you're even looking for shit like that tells me that you're a clean person, you know?
Yeah, bro, because I don't know, bro, it was always since like when I was young, right? You're like, you're hoping to get laid in like what, 7th, 8th grade, 12, 13, you start to think that maybe at any point it could be a possibility, and you gotta be ready, bro. Mm-hmm. You can't meet some chick and have her in English class and, you know, she wants to go after school and you know, drink your baby juice. You better make sure you're ready, bro. I'm just saying, if you don't want to be pulling out your shit and all kind of weird pubes falling out and stinkies, and it's just, that's gross. I wouldn't want to hook up a chick and it'd be all foul and a bunch of fucking.
Dog, I have a perfect fucking real life scenario for you. I remember one time I was at my fucking apartment when I was a single dude, and my buddy was at my pad, right? And he was like fucking chilling. We're bullshitting. And then I got hit up by somebody that was like, hey, fucking, you want to kick it, right? And a female. And I was like, cool.
I hope so.
I fucking trying to make
what
it clear.
What was the other option, homie?
Trying to make it clear, right? And then so I was like, you know what?
Wasn't a lady like, boy or what?
No, it's just a female, period, right? Just that's all. All right. So
female honor,
I was
period?
Like, you know what? No. So I told this dude, I was telling my homie. It was my homie Johnny. Shout out to fucking Johnny. So I was like, hey, kick it. I'm going to jump in the shower real quick. And then I was like, I'll take you to your pad because I had picked him up and we were chilling or whatever. So I was like, I'll take you to your pad. Let me take a quick shower. So I jumped in the shower, took him to his pad, went and picked up the chick. Later that fucking, like, I don't know.
The brajo?
Couple hours later, fucking, we were doing the damn thing. And I was fucking fresh as a fucking daisy. You know what I'm saying? So you never know. You always got to. What does Snoop Dogg say? You got to fucking stay prepared so you don't have to get prepared. Or no, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Right.
You know, and I'm letting motherfuckers right now out there, they better be on high alert. People at work, people in public restrooms. Cause if I'm ever dropping a dooski and I'm in the stall, you best believe if someone walks in and uses the urinal, I want to hear the water fucking turning on the faucet and the paper towel and the hand dryer and the shit when you're done. Mm-hmm. And if not, I know what your shoes look like. I'm just telling
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You know what? And
you gross
like
bastards.
You said,
what color's
work,
the soap?
Doug, you said like at work, there's been times, Doug, where I'm fucking where I'm at the urinal, like there's this one restroom, has one urinal, one toilet. Dog, I've been fucking at the urinal. People will come out of the stall. They just dropped a deuce, right? And just walk right out of the bathroom.
Fucking gross.
Right
dude.
After fucking taking a shit, dog. I'm like, then you're going to go.
I hope you didn't get any fucking caca on your. That's doo-doo caca finger Davis, bro. That's how you get doo-doo caca finger pink eye.
That's fucking gross, dog. Oh my goodness. You know what?
It is.
But fucking I don't.
Stink eye.
You know what? I don't even know if we went into the first thing that you had, but There was a couple of things that happened this week. One of the things they did talk about was overdone impressions.
Well, hold on, though. You know what I was going to finish with that Bodio chick? Rich said that fucking he feels like it's so you can have power over him. Did you catch that part of it where he feels like you kind of control the relationship because you're not from the hood and they are? And like it gives you like a power issue. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, bro. I think you should treat any woman like a queen, especially if she's hooking you up cleaning and cooking. And you know what I mean? Like... I don't know, bro, because he almost seems like he power trips on Sarah to me.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because it sparked another thought.
He behaves like that, bro. That's why he thinks like that, because he kind of shoos Sarah away. Like when he calls her in and they disagree.
You know what? Okay, babe, I'm just trying to record. The only reason you would have that thought is because you would do it. Because right. That didn't cross my mind about, I was thinking, all right, okay, she comes from a economically tough background, but what does that mean? You're gonna fucking be like, bitch, clean my house, or I'm gonna fucking send you back to the wild, or what? Like, what the fuck? Like,
well, I don't care what your background is. I'm not judging you on your background. I'm judging you on A, I hate to say it, are you cute? Am I attracted to you? B, can I put up with your ass? Like, if I'm attracted to you physically, but our personalities are clashing, I'm good. I don't care how hot you are. Maybe I stab it and run and don't call back or something. But, like, I can't keep hanging out with someone like that, right? But after all that, like, if we're really going to kick it, I got to somewhat respect you. Yeah. You can't be a dirty slob and you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to have good conversation. You got to take care of your business, your finances, and, you know, whatever. I don't care if you drive a fucking 1995 Honda Civic. If that motherfucker gets you from point A to point B and you can pay your rent on time and you ain't, like, you know, defaulting on shit, cool. I don't care. Financial status is not important to me. What's important to me is honesty, integrity, obviously attraction, and how you carry yourself in your home. Do you take care of your body? Outside of your home, is your yard clean? Are you the motherfucker with junk in the yard? Like, I don't know. That's the kind of shit I look for.
100%. No, 100%, dog. Like, just this fucking, we had a few days off because since I do work for college, we had a spring break, right? So we were off for a good like 5 days. And fucking, dog, you know what I spent doing this whole fucking 5 days? Fucking
what's that?
Cleaning, doing my fucking yard, fucking helping my mom with her yard, fucking, she's got these couple of sheds in her backyard. I fucking painted them. Dog, that's what I spent doing this whole fucking break. I'm like, I couldn't imagine being like, hey, I'm going to have this many days off and I'm going to sit on my ass and not do shit. You know, like right. I just can't.
And I don't cut my yard, but I don't let that shit get out of control neither. Cause I'm also not going to be that one dude on the block.
Exactly, dog. You get it taken care of, whether you're doing it or you're paying somebody to do it. It's taken care of. You're not the fucking dog. Mm-hmm. There's people down my block. Like, there's somebody close to, like, the corner on, like, the opposite street. So it's, you know, my across the street neighbors and then fucking, like, at the end of their block. Dog, there's somebody mm-hmm. with, like, fucking, no lie, like, 2 feet high fucking weeds and shit in their front yard. It brings down the whole fucking neighborhood. It looks trashy.
Right. No, I got, shout out Nick. I might not cut that shit myself, but I pay a high school kid. I found him on Craigslist. He picks up the dog turds, bro. He does the front yard and the backyard, and he charges a little bit, but it's going to a good cause. He's trying to hustle. Hell man. Yeah, so dog, I'm not going to do it.
As a high school kid, that's fucking G right there. That's so fucking, yep, you know what? I would be happy to pay a kid to do that shit because they're fucking dog. Just like Covino and Rich talk about, there's these fucking girls online fucking showing their asshole to make fucking money and whatever. Do your fucking hustle. But if you're a high school kid, dog, and you're fucking good, willing to pick up shit and fucking clean somebody's yard, that to me, that's a fucking that is a respectable fucking hustle, you know?
Well, think about it, bro. He only charges me $15 to pick up the shit. And worst case scenario, I mean, Chapo takes one or two a day. If he comes every 2 weeks, what's he picking up? 20 piles? He's knocking that out in about 15 minutes. Hmm. That's a high school kid making $60 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my homie that hooks me up on electricity, like, he's an electrician, hits me at $55 an hour. So, like, this kid's hustling, bro. He can do the whole yard and all that shit in an hour, and he's getting, like, $60-$75. Mm-hmm.
No, it's...
You know what I mean? You got to respect it.
Respect it 100%. And I just... I don't know, dog. It just trips me out that Rich would even think that because I don't know. I just feel like that thought wouldn't even cross your mind unless you feel like you would be like that. I don't know.
But he does that to Sarah, though. Like, he plays lovey-dovey, but you can tell, like, there's some backhanded compliments, or, like, he kind of shoos her off once in a while. Like, he uses nice words like honey and babe, but, like, when they don't agree, it's like, okay, sir, I'm trying to record. Like, he tries to shush her, bro, and it only makes you imagine what probably goes on behind closed doors. And he's not all-American dicky all the time. As much as he wants to pretend to be, yeah. I guarantee there's times that he rages.
No, I believe so, too. But I just, I don't know, dog. Fucking, I don't know. There was, You know what? Since we're on the Rich tip, let me go ahead and fucking bring up. Did you hear the conversation, dog? Because it was something that was like, it made my fucking blood boil because Rich was talking about like, I think this is part of the reason why they don't fucking grow. Because with more subscribers for them to Patreon, more views on YouTube, mm-hmm. more fucking shit on TikTok, more everything, with more fucking ears is going to come more fucking money for them, right? And Rich was saying he doesn't care if they have fucking 10 listeners or 2 listeners. He was like, I'd rather have more money. And I'm like,
That's
Doug. He fucking doesn't he understand?
They go together. He's a dipshit. Exactly. Those two are tied together.
And he was like, oh well, that's why I fucking chose fucking Covino and Rich over the morning mashup. So I'm like, Doug, I feel like, I guess it all goes down to like, I remember I asked Covino one time about microphones and shit.
Why do you have to choose though?
And maybe they were on at the same time or something, But at the time, Covino and Rich was more lucrative for him. So he was like, I'm going to go with that one. But think about it, dog. Mm-hmm. If fucking the morning mashup would have said, hey, we're going to come. And I understand, you know, money is important. But at the same time, dog, like, I just feel like if Rich really gave a fuck, you know, more about the show, that they would grow. They'd have more subscribers, which would lead to more money. So if he really does want more money, he should want the show to grow as big as it can. Instead of saying, oh, I don't give a fuck if 2 people listen. Well, you should, because if 2 people listened, you'd have to go fucking become a firefighter. You know, like,
he'd make less than us.
You know?
Because we got way more than 2 people listening. I don't think Rich knows what the fuck he's talking about.
And it's just crazy, though, that, and it really shows, like, I had said, I asked Covino one time about microphones, and I said something about, I don't know what we were talking about, and I asked him about Rich. I was like, does Rich, something about Rich and microphones, and Covino was like, Rich don't give a fuck about any of that shit. Like, he just fucking, he walks into work, he does his job, and he leaves. He don't give a fuck about, like, audio or headphones or microphones or anything, which you don't have to give a fuck. But I think if you're in that industry, you have to fucking, like,
you should be, no,
you should be,
that just means that you're not even paying attention.
You don't have to be fucking Spot, because Spot knows a shit ton, right? I'm sure I know way less than Spot, but to not give a fuck, and that's the industry you're in, dog, that's like us being in the industry we're in and not giving a fuck about anything. But, you know, like, when we get there, you know, I don't have fucking A, B, or C, and I don't give a fuck. You know, if I need it, I'll ask somebody for it. Or I just feel like it's weird. Yeah. It's just weird to give that little much of a fuck about it. And he even said,
you know what it is, though, bro? You know what it is? Is because at the end of the day, Rich loves Rich. And the Rich that he loves to talk. And he don't really, well, you know what I mean? He don't care about any of the distractions. He's there for 3 hours to fucking voice his fucking deal. He's not passionate. Maybe just not passionate about the whole idea of the show, just his part of it.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's counterproductive to be like, oh yeah, I'd rather have more money than more listeners. But dog, like, in the industry you're in, more listeners does mean more money. So what are you fucking talking about? You know, like,
You know, and even Colin Cowherd, bro, he said something the other day with Deshaun Watson going to Cleveland. He's like, don't chase the money, chase happiness or good management. You know what I mean? Leadership, management, or happiness. Chase that before you chase. Everyone wants to get paid. You know what I mean? But there are probably 5 or 10 scenarios out there that weren't the Cleveland Browns that he might not have got all that money guaranteed, but fucking at the same time, he probably would have had a better, you know, place for his job. Mm-hmm. Like even where I'm at, bro, I don't want to work in 85 degree weather where it gets to be 110. Like you got to, you know, and to some people that they don't care, mm-hmm. but you got to go for what makes you happy because all money ain't good money.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you. And I don't know, man. Like it's kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like if all three of them care that much and they were fucking, it was constantly on their mind, you know, how the fuck can we grow this show? How can we grow this show? I feel like when they turn the fucking cameras off and they cut their mics and shit, they're good for the day. I don't know that fucking.
Covino's still into it.
I don't know. Well, Covino even said, dog, the other day, he even said, why do you think I spend, when they were having this conversation, he even said, why do you think I spend fucking hours a night replying to people? Hey, fucking, you know, thanks for listening. Fucking, if you can, share this with people. And he'll share the link. Or, hey, you know what? I appreciate it, bud. Fucking whatever. You know, like your comment, whatever. Like, why do you think
he's Rich will shoot you a heart.
You know, like why do you think that fucking... actually...
Because he cares. He's passionate.
Rich did shoot me a DM one time when I said something on the in-show chat. He messaged me personally on Facebook and he put, you're a doofus. So he will tell you you're a doofus. But no, it's just like, I just feel like, Doug, we're not even fucking in the industry that they're in. And no. I feel like we're constantly thinking like, okay, what can we do? Hey, you know what? You know, like you're like, if I tell Tip Dog, maybe his homie will listen. Or Doug, some of the comments we get on YouTube are from your homies. And I see, I'm like, oh, cool. Al Kakui spreading the word, right? We're thinking of how could we fucking do it?
And the cheeks.
And yeah, the cheeks and the word. And I'm just thinking like, if this was my
Tip Dog's trying to spread the word of God.
Yeah.
He's spreading the word. He's spreading the word of God, bro. We spread the word and the cheeks over here.
I'm surprised that Tip Dog listens to us when he's trying to spread the fucking word of God because we don't always, our shit isn't always fucking holy, you know?
Yeah, well.
But I just don't get it, dog. Like, I don't know. I just feel like if this was like my livelihood, I would, dog, I just think about like when I was laying tile and shit and fucking, I'm like, me and my fucking homie Johnny, we had this business where we were doing flooring and we were remodeling showers and shit.
I'd rather lay pipe myself.
Doug, fucking, I'm like, I was constantly thinking, how could we advertise? How could we fucking hit up people? How could we get another job? How could we do this? How could we fucking get more people? Constantly, because that was my fucking livelihood, right? That was what I needed to feed my fucking family. And to be like, when you go home, be like, ah, fuck it, whatever. You know, there'll be work tomorrow. But what if there's not work tomorrow? What if people fall off and people aren't subscribing? Now there is no work tomorrow. Now what the fuck are you going to do? You know, it's like, I just feel like, yes, 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 yes. Everybody wants the money.
He's only going to get out of it what he puts in. And unfortunately, it's going to take him to put in what Covino puts in. You know, I mean, Covino's helping. He's carrying him, I think. He's carrying him with his interaction. And bro, that used to be their slogan. Most interactive show on radio. You know, I mean, Rich shooting hearts ain't very interactive, which I don't message him much. I don't really give a shit, and I don't need him to shoot me anything. But I'm sure there are people out there that do.
I'm just thinking, Doug, like Spot had to, like, learn how to go live and shit, like, in a weekend, right? He's been improving and shit, and they even had like they were even poking fun at themselves from when they first started and shit. When they first started doing their shit, you know, exclusively by themselves. And I just feel like, well, fucking like, and I don't know what meetings they're having behind the scenes and shit. So fucking Rich, forgive me if I'm talking out of fucking turn and shit, but I just feel like
out of pocket.
What the fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing to help your show grow? You know?
Well, I think his focus maybe is on like the Fox News or Fox Sports and the ESPNs. Maybe that's where his focus is. Maybe his long game isn't the show.
I don't think it is.
You know, I hope it is because I'm selfishly, I hope it is, but I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah. And it sucks because it's like, I understand he has a family. I understand like, you know, everybody needs money and shit, but I just feel like, like you said, I don't think it is. I think if Fox came to him with the bigger deal and was like, hey, no more Covino and Rich, I feel like he would be like, well, fuck it. We don't have to do Patreon anymore. And I kind of feel like Covino and Spot would still be down. Like, hey, well, let's do it once a week. You know, we could still.
I was just going to say that. You know what? I mean, Dickie is Dickie. And he's obviously, it's a Covino and Rich show. But I've been a follower long enough to remember when Spot had Spot Center. And it was just him and Covino for a while until Dickie showed up. So I'm good with Spot and Covino if that's what it comes down to. Yeah. If I mean, obviously, it would feel slightly incomplete. But I'd rather have that than nothing. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I just, yeah, it's so weird, dog, because I'm just like, I like the show the way it is, you know, I'm like, Rich is so,
absolutely,
just like Jason in Tampa, right, Rich gets us fired up, and without
but
Rich,
I listen to fucking Covino and Derek Poundstone, so, I don't know, bro,
same here.
I even listen to Covino on the Rock Channel just to fucking listen, and you know me and how I feel about rock, I'm not a big rock guy, but Covino's an entertaining motherfucker, and Spot's a goofy but entertaining motherfucker too, so, it could work.
Yeah, I don't know, Doug. I'm just, to me, when the way, I just feel like Rich was so, like, I mean, I guess we got to commend him for being honest, but fuck, I just wish that wasn't how he felt. I wish he really did give a fuck about, like, man, like, let's have the most
a funk
listeners,
and a
Wagner. You know, like, let's have the most listeners of any fucking podcast, you know? I don't know, dog. It just
because it gives you clues where his real head space is at, or and maybe we're dead wrong, right? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he knows the fucking Shure microphone, and maybe he knows, you know, what is it, OBJ?
Oh yeah, OBS.
OBS. Maybe he really secretly knows all this stuff, and maybe we are talking out of pocket, right? Maybe he's more invested than we think. But on the surface, he gives off those vibes sometimes. So even if we are wrong, there's reason to think why we think the way we do.
No, 100%. I think that, I don't know, man. I just wish that, and you know what? And I don't know what, I mean, and this goes to all of them. I don't know what they're doing as like a whole, as far as like trying to grow listeners and shit. I'm sure they're brainstorming and shit, but fuck, man, I'm just
Rich
like...
Rich is still trying to grow his peen, bro.
I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know what the fucking... I don't know what they need to do in order to fucking... to grow their fucking brand, because they... I'm like, they have such a good thing going as far as their content. I don't know what they could fucking do. I don't know. I mean, I know they go on fucking podcasts and shit here and there.
Well, TikTok would help. I saw Gary Vee today said that fucking if you want to blow up in 2022 to make 4 meaningful TikToks a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a start.
Yeah. No, and see, and the thing
The shit you were telling me about Twitter and what you're doing earlier is a start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there, you know, there's some ideas for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like...
Post all their old videos. See if they can't get their content from SiriusXM and start posting clips with all the famous motherfuckers that are popping right now that they interviewed way back when. Put that as a hashtag.
No,
there's a way, bro. There's some ways.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's. I mean, Doug, like they had fucking Kevin Hart and shit back in the day. Fucking Bruno Mars. Fucking
the Kardashians.
You know, the Kardashians. You know, fucking back when.
Post a little 8-second. Clip of Kim, you know what I mean? And just put Kim K, hashtag Kim K, hashtag Skims, hashtag Kanye, right? There's ways, bro.
I just, fuck, man, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like for us, you know, trying to grow our show, we're inching away, you know, at fucking, you know, more listeners and shit. And
many inches.
And I just feel like for them, I'm like, fuck, man, it's just, for them, I'm like,
El Martillo.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Martillo tiempo.
I've had most of my drink, dog. I'm fucking talking.
Pika, 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 pika. Hey,
what's up?
What about fucking... So was Rich wrong when he said he'd crank it out to a dead porn star? Did you catch that one?
Yeah.
Have you ever cranked it out to the fucking dead porn star?
No, no.
You never yanked one out to that lady, that porn star, August, whatever her name was?
Mm-mm, I don't even know who that is. Was she bad or what?
I don't know. I mean, I know she passed away, and I think I might have before I knew she wasn't here anymore.
Oh, is that the recent one?
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, man. I might have did it on accident, not knowing she was gone, bro.
Yeah.
August Ames or whatever it is.
August Ames. Now you. You know what? Can you screen share? Yeah, a picture or something.
Ah,
what the fuck? I can't read that shit.
Why'd it go in Chinese? But that's her right here, look.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty bad. She died?
Yeah.
How'd she die?
I don't know, bro. She died at 23, it said.
Fuck, at 23?
Suicide.
23, dog. That's fucking hella young.
Yeah, if you're cranking one out to this chick intentionally after you know she died by suicide, that's probably not good.
Yeah, I think you have to wait a few days.
Few days? No, you gotta retire that one, dude. You can't do that no more.
It's just because I didn't know.
What do you think? You could or what?
I think I could get past it. I don't think the same day, you know, the same week. But I think I could fucking, you know.
Yeah, but what if she did it because of the industry? What if that's what drove her to the suicide?
Dang. Yeah, you know what? I feel like
you're filthy, bro. You're a filthy man.
I just feel like
not literally.
I mean, you can't just. I mean, put her off forever.
You do take 3 showers a day.
I mean, you know, you can't just put her off forever. Like, you know, so what? So don't you want to honor her by making her videos fucking the best thing on fucking the tube and shit? Or Hub?
I don't, but I'm not going to look down on you if you do.
No, how's that? I don't think, Doug, like, fucking, like, they were saying the date, you know, last week when she died or whatever it was. I mean, I don't think, Doug, I mean, come on, you know, give her family a little respect, you know, give her a little respect, you know, and then let a few days pass. Because, I mean, so what are you supposed to do, just wait forever? I mean, so, you know?
But it's what's crazy, though, is he's saying that he wouldn't, you know, asking about he would jerk off to a dead porn star. But he can't handle the horny chick that wants to screw him in the lobby. Like, I get confused by Rich Davis. I really do. You catch the one where he said she wanted to fuck too much?
I do. You know what? Somebody actually brought up another point to me this week. Did you hear the story when Rich was on that same thought and, you know, talking about all that? He said there was a chick that had a dark cloud over her. Somebody was always dying. Some
like in the cartoons where did it rain just periodically?
Well, did you hear that story where he said there was always something going on with her?
Oh yeah.
You know, I did. Somebody hit me up and they were like, "Is Rich fucking stupid?" They're like, "She was cheating on him." And I was like, "You know what? I never even thought of that." She say they were fucking out at dinner and shit. She's like, "Oh my god, my grandma died." And cause she had to go be with her other man, right? Or fucking right. they're hanging out and Rich is trying to get it in. And fucking her man's home. So now she's like, oh my goodness, my parents just got divorced or whatever. You know,
they're in an accident.
I really, you know what? This shit didn't cross my mind until Covino and Rich listener X told me, you know?
How about she just a mentirosa and she's fucking playing you like a fiddle, bro?
Yeah, yeah. So,
and you're gullible enough to buy all the bullshit.
Oh, but I don't know, Doug. Maybe she was fucking cheating on him. And you know what, though?
Because he probably couldn't think it could happen to him. That's the Rich Davis. You know that.
Yeah.
Not me. Why would they cheat on the great Rich Davis? I'm on the radio.
Yeah. I wonder if have they ever told stories like where, I mean, I know Covino's told like the story about the New Jersey Nets and shit and fucking stories like that. But has Rich ever told a story where he fucking somebody was stepping out on him or whatever?
Not that I can recall. Maybe.
I don't know. Not that I remember either.
But you know what's a trip, though, is that chick. So what is the definition of too much sex that you could handle in your 20s? Because I don't think I had too much. I mean...
Hang on. Give me a second.
As long as I wasn't late to work.
Give me a second real quick. Kennedy's calling. Yeah. Are we good? We're good. All right. So fucking... Long story short, I don't fucking understand Rich Davis.
No. I also don't understand his fucking... His fucking going to the WWE convention with all of his buddies. Are you going to go to a WWE? Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it on TV. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to shake hands with Hulkster or whatnot. But am I flying all the way to Florida to do it?
You know what?
I don't know.
If I had the means to do it and it wasn't this particular... for the people that are listening that don't know what Kukui's talking about, there's a thing called like the 80s con or some shit, wrestling con, where they're having like Brutus the Barber Beefcake and fucking the Million Dollar Man and all these people that are showing up to the fucking the Bushwhackers and fucking all these people that are showing up, and Rich is going to go to this convention.
I didn't know Million Dollar Man was going to be there. Ted DiBiase?
It had the picture of him. Is he still alive? But I know he was on the picture.
I don't know.
Can you look him up and see if he's alive? Because I saw him on the picture.
That, But bro, you just kind of help make my point why I don't know if I'd go. Like, if I have to Google if the motherfuckers are still alive because they were fucking old as fuck when I was a kid watching them. Yeah. Like, I don't know, bro. At what age is that too old? Like, at what age are you the grown man boy fucking going to see your fucking dude you watched when you were 12? I don't know.
See, the thing is, I can't hate, because if it was like people from the...
Not hating, questioning.
Okay. I the reason why I don't question it is because if it was from the fucking Raw, Raw is War, the WWF Attitude Era, you know, talking about The Rock, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, D-Generation X, right? With Triple H, X-Pac, fucking Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, bro. Kane, fucking Mankind, all like The Rock, fucking, I may have said him twice, but, you know... Back then,
but The Rock is different.
Okay, even if
Rock is different,
even if The Rock's not there, but there's still a majority of those people. Like if Kane, Undertaker, fucking Mankind, and fucking,
because none of those three you just said, Kane, Mankind, or Undertaker, are fucking superstars. The Rock is a fucking superstar. Like, there's stars in the WWF and in that world, but The Rock is like a global fucking superstar.
Well, okay, so let's say The Rock doesn't go because he is a global superstar, right? He's a fucking A-list celebrity, right? But if it was just that era, like fucking, you know, Road Dogg, Jesse James, fucking Billy Gunn,
See, I don't know those cats.
You know, they were all part of D-Generation X, right? The Rock was in the Nation of Domination with fucking Farouk. If it was like, dog.
See, I think I tapped out before all
like
that.
Like Ahmed Johnson, like all these people, dog, if they were all there, I'd be fucking hella stoked. So if it was like a WWF Attitude Era convention, that's when I was like in 98, 99, when the Attitude Era fucking hit. That's when I was 10 years old. Dog, that was my shit. I lived, breathed, fucking huffed, fucking WWF. So,
but check this out though, bro. Let me share something with you.
What's up?
This is what Ted DiBiase looks like now. Like, you're going, he ain't that dude, right? Like him and Virgil. Remember Virgil? Yeah. Virgil ain't gonna be there. Is Virgil gonna be there? He don't even look like that, bro. Like, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, dog.
You're traveling cross country to see that dude?
Yeah, that is crazy. That, you know.
I don't know,
but dog,
bro.
Like, I would love to fucking go see, like, Kevin Nash, right? He was Diesel in WWF. Fucking Razor Ramon just died. Fucking, I just, there you go. Kevin Nash.
You're going to see that dude?
Diesel? Fuck yeah, dog. Diesel was the shit back in the day. Razor Ramon just died. Scott Hall.
Yeah.
But fuck.
I liked Razor Ramon.
Yeah, Razor Ramon. Doug, I didn't know until he went to WCW that he wasn't a fucking Latin dude.
But look at even right there, bro. He was dope. He was super dope. But even look at Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Bro, he looks older than Joe Biden. Neither
Ric
one of them are finishing sentences.
Ric Flair was a little before my... Doug, is Sting was there? Right there? They got Goldberg, Kevin Nash, and Sting right there? Right under your cursor, to the right. To the left. Left, up, left. The picture of three people. So right. Or left. I don't know, Doug. The dude in the middle of the three people has NWO shirt. Go up.
That one.
No, but that's Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. But Doug, if the fucking whatever, I can't. Right there. Up. Down. The dude has white face paint on. How could you miss him, Doug? Scroll down a little bit. The dude on the right has white face paint. Kevin, right there, that picture. I would be fucking stoked to see those three people. I really don't give a fuck about Goldberg. Yeah, whatever. But if you replace Goldberg in that picture with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it had...
What's he look like now?
Goldberg? He looks the same, just thinner.
You're going to see that dude?
Yeah, I'd be cool to see him, but he wouldn't be the one I'm going for. I'd much rather see fucking Stone Cold and fucking Kevin Nash.
I saw Dennis Rodman and fucking Hulk Hogan on TikTok today. That shit was kind of funny.
That's cool. Dennis Rodman.
But even then, bro, it's like even these cats like the Hulkster. I'll try to find his TikTok video right now too, but at the end of the day, bro, it was still corny. I don't know if I would travel to see these two fuckers. You know what I mean? Like, see, they were,
and I would,
they were corny.
I would if I had the means to do it, right? Right now, I'd have to think about it. Like, okay, what could I move around? What could I? But if I just said, hey, fuck it, I could do it. They're going to be in Jersey next week, and I'm going to go. I think it would be cool. But I don't know though. I don't know how fucking hardcore you were into wrestling when I was a kid, dog. That was my fucking life when I was fucking a kid.
I was in it until probably like WrestleMania 10. After that, I tapped out.
I don't know what year that would have been. What year was WrestleMania?
So I mean, from like 3, obviously when he body slammed Andre the Giant, that was dope shit. You know, like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
I was probably
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart was my favorite wrestler as a kid. But
Nikolai Volkov, you ever seen Nikolai Volkov?
I don't know who that is.
See, Iron Sheik.
But Iron Sheik, I've heard of. Yeah. And I mean, I've seen him a couple of times and stuff, like old videos and shit. But my sweet spot for wrestling was fucking 96 to 01, maybe 02. That would have made me like 8 years old until like 12 or 13.
Because even look at Jimmy Hart, bro. Like, he's just...
The mouth of the South. The Hart Foundation.
You never seen him?
Yeah, I remember Jimmy Hart, dog.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know. I guess... Brett and fucking Anvil's manager, remember? The Hart Foundation?
Yeah. The Hart Foundation.
Fuck yeah, dog. I was a huge family of the Hart family. I mean, huge fan of the Hart family.
What about Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah, he was cool. I had him on my, like... my 9th birthday party fucking cake.
Bro, did you like the Honky Tonk Man?
I didn't know him that much. I know of him. I know he looked like Elvis. But I didn't know him that much.
The Honky Tonker. I didn't fuck with him. But yeah, anyways, I don't know. I don't know if I would go like that. So you think... But you'd go with all your buddies? What's that?
The Ultimate Warrior was only 6'2". I thought he was bigger than that.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior 6'2".
Me and fucking Ultimate Warrior, dog. Same dude. Look at
him. I'm 6'1". Shit, I'm right there with you.
Hey, did you ever fucking see when Ultimate Warrior came back after his steroids? Like when he was... He was... Dog, it was so disappointing. When he came back, when he wasn't able to do steroids anymore. Oh, my goodness. He came back, dog. He was fucking visibly fucking smaller. Oh, it was sad. When he made his return...
You know what? I did have something I wanted to share with you, bro.
What's up?
This is one of my favorites ever.
Oh, yeah?
I want to share that with you, bro.
What's going on there? Oh, you got to share your audio. I can't hear it.
It's not sharing the audio?
I couldn't hear it, no. I just saw Mean Gene.
Cream always rises to the top. Yeah, unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in, but the cream will rise to the top. Oh yeah, Macho Madness, yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it. Yeah, let me say it out loud. And let me point to the president of the World Wrestling Federation, the Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision. Yeah, I am the cream in the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute,
and there is no doubt about it. Yeah, you mean Gene Okerlund.
You have,
know
dog.
That I'm the cream of the crop.
I don't know, but he's definitely
wait a minute, though, Randy. I've got to ask you very seriously.
He's pulling those things out, bro. Crazy shit. But that's the era that I watched.
Randy, fuck, what was his real name? Randy.
It wasn't Savage. It was Randy. I know it was Randy something.
Pop-up,
some bullshit.
Yeah, see, we're on the same era. Yeah, I mean, same wavelength. So it's something with the P, right?
Yep.
Oh man, but
hell yeah,
nah. You know what was so disappointing to me when I watched some behind the scenes shit, and they were they had the Ultimate Warrior cutting promos, and he was like, oh, you know, he was all crazy and shit, and he was shaking all the time, and he was fucking right, and he'd come out and he'd shake the ropes and shit while he was doing a promo. And they cut it, and then Vince McMahon was like, Jim, he was like, can we do that again? And I was like, oh, Vince, why did you ruin it for me, dog? Like, I'm like, no, right? He's not Jim. He's the Ultimate fucking Warrior. And, like, even though it's all fake, in my mind, I feel like we preserve that shit from before we knew it was fake, you know? And when I see videos.
Well, yeah, you always denied it as long as you could. And you'd argue about it wasn't fake. Remember as a little kid? Did you ever get an argument saying it wasn't fake?
Fucking me being somebody as balls deep as I was in wrestling, I argued many.
You know what the fuck you're talking about, Chad?
Yeah. But you know, like for me, I'm like, fuck, when I see old shit like that, you know, and he's like, Jim, can you cut it again? And I'm like, fuck, man, no. He's the ultimate warrior. He don't listen to you, Vince. Like,
you don't call someone the ultimate warrior the name fucking Jim.
Yeah, Jim. I was just like, fuck, Jim. Man. Like, it's just sad. Or like, even when I would see like behind the scenes shit, like I watched a video one time. It was like an hour long. Like somebody that went like backstage and got to travel or some shit. They had footage that they had put from like a VHS onto like YouTube. And it was like the Undertaker walking around with the bandana, walking like next to like The Rock and like, you know, people that weren't supposed to be getting along and shit. They're all like mobbing around, getting on a flight together. And I'm like, no, stop. I don't want to see that shit. They didn't like each other. They can't be on the same flight when they don't like each other.
Go ahead and just tell me Santa's not real too.
I know. What the fuck, man? Just fuck up the rest of my weekend. Damn.
Goodness.
Can't believe assholes. This shit. You know, it just fucking bothers me. It bothers
me. Scumbags. Hey, whatever happened to fucking Dickie's screen share, bro? It had its own jam, and they haven't been doing it very often.
No, you know, it was funny because the other day, Rich was going to share something, and they referenced the Dickie's screen share. They didn't reference it, like all out, but they did. They were like, they're like, Rich's shoes, Rich gonna, you know? And that's when it reminded me of it. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. He even had his own theme song. You know, Handsome Gabe came through and made a song for them. I don't know, man.
Right?
I don't know what happened to it.
I know. They got to, even if they just play the song from time to time for the nostalgia.
They should tell Rich that it's going to make him more money. He'll fucking do it.
Yeah, just tell him he's going to get some more fucking Fetty in his pocket.
That's all they got to do is, Doug, whenever they want Rich to do something, just like, Rich. Hey, Rich Davis, they're going to have, hey, this is going to get you an extra 10 G's if you just fucking whatever. But I don't know, man.
Maybe he should learn that giving a big TikTok following can get you fucking ad money and fucking, you know, getting a lot of likes on Instagram. You can start to sell people's products. So there's just, you know, that stuff's important. It ain't just going to grow the show. It's going to grow the brand.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Huh. I don't know. Well, I was just thinking, like, I was thinking of shit like Gary Vee says and how he's like, you know, if you fucking, like you are Covino and Rich, right? And you jump into fucking 100 people's DMs and shit, and you're like, hey, fucking blah blah blah, and then, you know, two of them say yeah or whatever. I'm like, they don't even have to go that far, dog. The fucking Spot could just reach out to people. Hey, you know what, fucking Mark Paul Gosselaar, they've always had a good relationship with them, right? Zach Morris, hey Zach, fucking, or hey Mark Paul, fucking, you know, now we're only on Patreon, you want to stop by, say what's up or whatever. But I feel like even them being able to like take that clip of, you know, Mark Paul Gosselaar being on the show and putting that clip for free on YouTube, just that clip, right, of a fucking 2-3 minute conversation, put that on YouTube,
right?
I'm like, Doug, but I like, right now I know they're talking about they're going to be having guests coming up and shit, but like, are they? I kind of feel like they've been saying that for a while, that they have shit in the works, but I don't know Doug. I just
you know what I was going to tell you too, though, bro? Gary Vee is dope, but you know what I like fucking more than Gary Vee?
Huh?
I like this dude, his impersonator. You ever seen this guy? Mm-mm.
Marhab, Habibi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ready to order?
No, I'm still booking.
Oh, shit.
Okay?
Hold on.
You just gotta have patience, my man.
Hold on. Can you... Is there any way you could move your shit to the left a little bit so I don't have to move around my screens?
Yeah, bro.
Just move your whole window a little more. There you go. Now you can play it. My bad.
Hold on, bro. Yeah, I don't want... Well, fuck it. We'll just go on. I don't want to fucking show my shit.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
But you know what, though? Covino and Rich, actually, they played that dude. There was two different people that they played. One of them had the voice, and then one of them had the mannerisms. So if they could get that dude that you were showing biting his nails and shit with the other dude's voice, right. It would have been so fucking perfect. Oh, and that reminds me of like another fucking thing. Thank you, Doug. I love when you bring up shit like
this. What?
Because they, Covino and Rich, said that they want to have a impersonation contest, right? An impression contest. Who can do the best impression of Covino, Rich, or Spot? And they said, don't make it hacky. You know, don't make it like, hey, I'm Rich Davis. Like, really try to sound like Rich. You know, or don't be like, hey, gabagool. Make it sound.
Bro, you were just spot on. What do you mean? You just sounded exactly like Rich Davis.
All right, fuck.
You win.
And so, you know, I know there's listeners out there that may have this fucking talent, Doug, but I'm like, I feel like it would be so hard to fucking, to grasp their fucking, make a caricature of them or whatever, right? To make a fucking,
right.
To like, Covino does Mike Tyson fucking spot on, but it would be hard as fuck to do a Rich or a Covino that really fucking sounded like them. To, like, if you turn on the radio, it really sounded like Covino and Rich or whatever, you know?
At least Dickie Davis.
You know?
Right? So if you can't even get Rich down, at least get Dickie Davis down.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I fucking...
Well, let me ask you this, though. So with that question, is someone that imitates Covino's imitation of Mike Tyson count? What do they can sound like Covino doing Mike Tyson when I was just a little boy?
I don't know.
Does that count, bro? Do I qualify?
You kind of sound like Mike Tyson. So you're using the shit that Covino says, but I feel like that was pretty...
But did I sound like Covino's impersonation of Mike Tyson? I was just a little boy.
I don't know. Kind of sound like Mike Tyson. So it sounded pretty good to me. I don't know.
And shout out Gus, because we know a homie named Gus from the Save Mart days, and he's Gus on South Side Thelma, South Fighter. And shout out Gus.
Oh, fucking Gus. Is it Gus or is it Gus?
Oh, no, it's Gus.
Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, my homie Bernie used to fuck with him and shit. Gus would start talking shit and they'd hit him with that and that'd be it.
Gus. Oh, you know what, though? They were talking about some of the most, like, common impressions and shit. Arnold Schwarzenegger, fucking.
Caitlyn Jenner, yeah.
What are some of the ones that maybe you think they didn't hit on but are overused as far as impressions? I feel like, did they talk about Chris Rock? Because I feel like that's one of the overused ones that I think everybody thinks they can do, but not really.
I think the most common overused phrase from a movie, I don't know if it's an impression or not, that I'm fucking sick of is Bye Felicia.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Everybody says fucking Bye Felicia.
And a lot of people don't even know where the fuck it's from. Like, a lot of the fucking kids that say it and shit, they're like, Bye Felicia. I'm like, do you even know? You know, did your parents fucking raise you correctly? Did you ever watch Friday? But anyway, you know what? I think it's about time for us to wrap up episode number 121. It's your boys, D. What you got, El Kukui?
Nah, that's good. Number 121, bro. We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Let's go. Episode number 121. You got Baseline Trey ready?
Baseline Trey. Let's bring it in, homie.
We'll see you guys in episode number 122. Like, comment, share, subscribe, do all that bullshit. We'll see you guys later. Peace. Just because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul. Grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens. And come and spend a day in the 757. Hydro.